Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 17th, 2016. And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Yeah, our top stories this evening.
The European Union has extended sanctions imposed on President Mugabe and his wife.
The European Union has extended sanctions imposed on President Mugabe and his wife. Here's more from Patricia Mudadigwa.
The European Union announced in a statement that its council adopted a decision on Monday to extend the restrictive measures until February 2017. It said the decision followed an annual review of EU sanctions imposed on Mr. Mugabe and his inner circle, accused of allegedly rigging elections and human rights violations. The European Union noted that the sanctions will continue to apply on Mr. Mugabe, his wife, and ZDI, while measures against five high-ranking members of the security apparatus will remain suspended. It said 78 persons and 8 entities against whom the sanctions had been suspended will be removed from the list, though an arms embargo remains in place. The European Union's move comes at a time when President Mugabe met with an American congressional delegation, which is in the country to discuss animal conservation measures. Mr. Mugabe is said to have told the delegation led by Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona that the sanctions should be removed. It is not yet clear who was accompanying the American delegation when it met President Mugabe, as U.S. Ambassador-designate Mr. Harry Thomas Jr. has not yet presented his credentials to the president. Some Harare residents like Andrew Shoshe said the renewal of these sanctions shows that the EU is confused about the current situation in Zimbabwe. Shoshe said the restrictive measures have lost meaning.
The imposition or the renewal of sanctions by the EU reflects the confused position by the EU bloc on how to engage Zimbabwe. On one hand, they are dealing with Zimbabwe. They are sending their trade delegations to Zimbabwe as if business is normal. On the other hand, they are renewing these sanctions on the president, reflecting a sort of mixed position on the EU. And in other ways, it also reflects a mixed, or rather a split in the EU on how to engage Zimbabwe. As you know, there are some countries such as France who are willing to engage Zimbabwe, and the others, UK, who have maintained their stance on Zimbabwe. So that has been reflected on the stance, this latest renewal on the sanctions on Zimbabwe.
Tonderai Karirangwe, a ZANPF supporter, blasted the EU for extending the sanctions, saying the West is still angry over Zimbabwe's land reform program introduced in 2000. He pointed out the EU may have extended the sanctions as a way of punishing Zimbabwe for the disappearance of Occupy Africa Unit Square leader Itai Dzamara.
We don't know about this Dzamara issue. The police are busy searching for Itai Dzamara. And why they are now bringing in sanctions, we don't know the reason why. They are always hiding on human rights, but as a country, we are a democratic elected government.
Dzamara was abducted by unknown assailants almost 11 months ago. His organization was calling for Mr. Mugabe to step down, claiming that he has failed to rule Zimbabwe. But Karikai Negede, a human rights activist, says sanctions imposed on Mr. Mugabe and his inner circle should remain.
We've been complaining about the issue of human rights abuses which the Harare administration was perpetrating on its citizens. These issues are still pending. We yes, the issue of the missing of Itai Dzamara.
Ostalo Siziwa, a student at a local university, concurred, saying the EU got it right.
The renewal of EU sanctions in Zimbabwe is a reflection that the international community and international market forces still no longer recognize Zimbabwe as a country that can enter in the global market simply because of this unstable political environment.
ZANPF has over the years claimed that the sanctions are unjustified. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
Meanwhile, ZANU-PF spokesperson tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu the sanctions must be scrapped.
The sanctions, after all, are illegal. So all sanctions, all the illegal sanctions must go. They never went through the United Nations Security Council. So they're nullity to us. They should just disappear. And we don't want even to hear further talk about the extensions because they are meaningless.
But is the government still engaging the European Union to discuss this issue?
We never mean to discuss the issues of sanctions. They're illegal. We've told them openly. So how can we be spending time discussing illegality?
We also understand that President Robert Mugabe raised a serious concern when he met with U.S. congressmen, and he was also saying the sanctions must go. How significant is that?
Obviously, you are telling them that these are illegal actions you took, so disappear with them.
And the issues of human rights that they are raising, Ambassador Kayamo, are they not valid?
They must give us examples who's affected and where.
That was ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. For Perspective, Studio 7 turned to Dewa Mavinga of Human Rights Watch.
I think what needs to be ongoing is a discussion between the government of Zimbabwe and the EU in terms of progress towards the normalization of relations between the two entities. Particularly recalling why in the first place sanctions were slapped on Mugabe and his family and those around him, which was around the breakdown in the rule of law, human rights abuses, and a failure in terms of accountability. These things, we have not yet seen a resolution to them. You will recall that for the widespread violence in 2008 around elections, almost no one has been held accountable for those abuses. So what we need now is for Zimbabwe to take serious steps and move forward quickly to reset its relations with the international community.
But Harare is saying the sanctions must be removed in total because they were never blessed by the United Nations, for example, and they are illegal.
Well, you need to know that the relationship between Zimbabwe and the EU is based on what is called the Cotonou Agreement, which sets out really what needs to happen and which has one of the pillars as human rights respect and respect for the rule of law.
That was Dewa Mavinga of Human Rights Watch speaking to Studio 7 from Johannesburg, South Africa.